So, dear friends, this morning's reading of God's words, public reading of God's words, comes from Galatians chapter 1, verses 1 through 5. You can read the scripture reading on our bulletin. However, I highly encourage you to have your Bible open, whether it's a physical Bible or on your phone, have them open with you, because I like to go through different places in the scripture for references. And frankly, it's good for you to have your Bible open when you're hearing the word of God. So Galatians chapter 1, verses 1 through 5. So friends, this is the inspired, therefore infallible, inerrant, and authoritative word of God, sufficient to make us wise unto salvation. Paul, an apostle, not from man nor through man, but through Jesus Christ and God the Father, who raised him from the dead. And all the brothers who are with me, the churches in Galatia, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for our sin to deliver us from this present evil age according to the will of God and our Father, to whom be the glory forever and ever. Amen. Thus far the reading of God's holy word. So let us pray together and ask the Lord's blessing upon the reading and preaching of his holy word. Our gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for this day once again, where we can come together to hear your word being preached to us. Indeed, Lord, your word is like heavenly manna that fills our soul, that quenches our spiritual hunger and spiritual thirst. So Lord, as we come to you right now, we ask that you pour your Holy Spirit upon us. Open our eyes, open our ears, open our heart, that your word will come forth with power and imprint in us the truth of the gospel deep in our soul. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. So dearly beloved, this morning we now begin our new sermon series after spending about 9 months in past 9 months in the book of Acts. So for those of you who are visiting us, you made it in good time because we are jumping into a new sermon series now. And after much consideration and prayers, I decided to spend next couple of months with you on the Epistle to Galatians, or Letter to Galatians, for our new sermon series. But now, in case you are wondering why I chose the letter to Galatians out of all other wonderful books in the Bible, well, let me give you two specific reasons for it. First, I wanted to study the letter to Galatians with you because the letter to Galatians is a very historically significant letter in the Bible. You see, the letter to Galatians was written by the Apostle Paul to Christians and churches that he had personally evangelized and established during his missionary journey in a region called Galatia. So I'm sure many of you already know that the Apostle Paul, he undertook three missionary journeys after he became a Christian. And when he evangelized many of these unbelievers and established many churches around the Asian Minor region, well, he maintained his contact with them. And at times, he even sent a letter to this Christian with various purposes. And out of 27 books in the New Testament, well, 13 to 14 of them are a letter written by the Apostle Paul. You know, so he wrote a lot of letters that composed the New Testament canon. And much to our interest, well, many scholars now agree that the letter to Galatians was the very first letter written by the Apostle Paul out of these 14 letters of Paul in the New Testament books. So the letter to Galatians is very historically significant letter, in that it was the first letter written by the Apostle Paul in the New Testament canon. But at the same time, I also wanted to go through Galatians with you, not only because this letter is historically significant, but also because this letter is theologically significant as well. You see, the letter to Galatians was not a letter written by the Apostle Paul simply because he wanted to know how Galatians were doing after he left them. You know, it was not a letter written by the Apostle Paul casually just to ask them, how are you doing, Galatians? You know, what's going on there? Is there anything that I should know about you guys since I left you? No, that's not the reason why he wrote this letter. But the letter to Galatians was really an angry letter It was a furious letter written by the Apostle Paul, because soon after he left Galatians, that they began to quickly embrace a fatal and gross false teaching into their churches. So the Apostle Paul wrote this letter to Galatians in order to reroute them, in order to redirect them back to the truth, back to the true doctrine of one true religion for their spiritual well-being. So this morning, I want to walk through Galatians chapter 1, verses 1 through 5 with you. And I really only have one goal that I want to achieve, accomplish in this message. You see, as we begin our sermon series on the book of Acts, or on the letter to Galatians, I want to convince all of you why we must also read and accept this letter from the Apostle Paul that was written for or written to the Galatian believers. You know, I want to convince you the letter to Galatians is also helpful for us, beneficial for us, everyone who are living in 21st century America. So I pray that, Lord's willing, the Holy Spirit will cause us to be convinced of the importance of this letter, so that we will read it, study it, meditate on it, and accept it, you know, for the next couple of months. And to this end, I want to first submit this proposition to you, this big picture or big idea from today's text that you can read, you can see on the bulletin. So dearly beloved, according to the Apostle Paul in Galatians chapter 1, verses 1 through 5, we must read and accept the letter to Galatians for ourselves because it is an apostolic letter for the gospel of Jesus Christ. Let me say it again. According to the Apostle Paul in Galatians chapter 1, verses 1 through 5, we must read and accept the letter to Galatians for ourselves because it is an apostolic letter for the gospel of Jesus Christ. Well then, let's jump into this morning's message. Why must we read and accept the letter to Galatians for ourselves? I mean, what significance does the letter to Galatians hold for us, that we must also read it and accept it like Galatians did in their time? Well, according to today's text, the very first reason why we must also read and accept the letter to Galatians here in Christ Presbyterian Church is because it is a letter written by a man no other than the apostle of Jesus Christ. So let's jump into the first point of today's sermon, that is Galatians, a letter from the apostle of Jesus Christ. Galatians, a letter from the apostle of Jesus Christ. As Paul opens up his letter with this verse, with these words in verse 1, Paul, an apostle, not from man nor through man, but through Jesus Christ and God the Father, who raised him from the dead. Now then, before I go any further, let me pause here for a moment to tell you something, or share with you something. That is, I receive a lot of mail and letters in my mailbox. Many of you, house owners, or even you students, I'm sure you guys have your own mailbox that, you know, when you check them, you know, you find mails here and there. Well, I, for some reason, particularly receive a lot of mails, you know, if not every 2-3 days, well, certainly every week. And I receive so many mails to the point that around 11:30 in the morning, my corgi dog, Nugget, he goes on high alert because he now knows that when this time comes, this strange intruder called USPS postman comes to break into our mailbox. You know, and he thinks that he needs to do his due diligence and bark this intruder away, you know. But after the postman is gone, well, I always go out and check my mailbox to see what I have in there. And almost always, you know, I have a junk mails that I don't even bother opening them up. You know, I would often find advertisement flyers from grocery stores, or I would find letters from a bank that invites me to open up new account with amazing cashback, you know, prize. Or some of them, you know, send me a letter from credit company that says there is an amazing opportunity to refinance my loan and things like that. So almost always, all my letters and my mails, you know, they just go straight from my mailbox to my recycle bin. And I don't even bother to open them up. But about a month ago, I received a mail that I couldn't throw away into my recycle bin as usual. That is, I received a mail from Grove City Township. If I remember correctly, this mail had a bold letter on its envelope that said, "Important information, check immediately." And when I opened it, lo and behold, I found annual tax form for 2023 that demanded me to pay tax for living here in the Grove City area. So guess what? I'm sure many of you homeowners will resonate with me. I really wanted to throw that out. I really wanted to toss it into my recycle bin, except that I couldn't. And I begrudgingly took the letter to my desk. I put it in my finance drawer so that I can take care of it in the future. I'm sure you know what I mean. But here's the question though. Why did I now throw out that letter away? Or more accurately, why couldn't I, you know, throw the mail away like the other letters or mail that I received from various institutions, credit card companies, or grocery stores? Why? Well, I couldn't do so because that mail was sent by the Grove City Township, right? You know, I couldn't throw that mail away like other letters because it had a certain authority over me which demanded my attention and response to its senders. And I had to pay attention to it because it was an important letter for my future well-being here living in the Grove City area. So why am I telling you all my letter saga, you know, mail saga? Well, you see, I'm telling you this because in today's text, we are introduced to Galatian churches and believers who found themselves precisely in a similar circumstance. You see, one day, these Galatian believers and churches received a letter that concerned their future well-being. Or to put it more metaphorically, you know, one day Galatian churches and believers, they received a letter. They had a bold letter written on this envelope that said, "Important information, do not discard." But much to our surprise, this important letter which the Galatian believers received one day, it was not sent by their friends or their families or even from their governor or for the matter, even by their emperor. But this letter was sent by a man named Saul of Tarsus, or in Greek, Paul of Tarsus. So I think we have to ask this important question right now. That is, what was so special about this letter from Paul that all attention from Galatians were drawn to it? I mean, what was so unique about this letter from Paul that it attracted Galatian believers' eyes and ears more so than the letter from their families, their friends, or even from their emperor? Why? Well, according to today's text, all eyes and ears of Galatians were fixed on this letter because this letter began with the solemn and majestic opening in verse 1. Paul, an apostle, not from man nor through man, but through Jesus Christ and God the Father who raised him from the dead. In other words, we are told today that Galatians couldn't take this letter carelessly or lightly because, and that they had to give their immediate and undivided attention because it was not a letter written by the apostle Paul, that it was not a letter written by Paul the evangelist who evangelized them, or Paul the church planter who planted their churches, or for the matter, Paul their friends who they got to know in his missionary journey. But that they had to pay their attention to this letter because it was sent by the apostle Paul, apostle of Jesus Christ, who had absolute and certain authority over them and their churches in Galatia. In fact, in verse 1, you know, as we just read together, Paul made himself very clear to Galatians that he was writing this letter as an apostle, you know, whose apostolic identity and authority derived from Jesus Christ. He declared to Galatians that he had been personally chosen by Jesus Christ as his apostles and receive this authority from him so that he can have authority over all the churches around the world. And if, just if, that is not a safe voucher for this authority, Paul even declared to them that God the Father, the one who raised Jesus Christ from the dead, also made him an apostle over the church of Jesus Christ in the world. So in this way, we are introduced today to Galatians, who received a letter that demanded their attention and acceptance, a letter from the apostle of Jesus. We are told that Paul urged the Galatians, you may disregard letter from your friends, your families, your governor, or even from your emperor. But this letter that you receive right now, you must not disregard. You must not discard, because I am writing it to you as an apostle who has been entrusted the keys of the kingdom of God from the Lord Jesus Christ. But now, that still doesn't answer our initial question, though, does it? I mean, it all makes sense as to why Galatians had to read and accept this letter. After all, it was from a letter from the great apostle Paul, right? But why should we, you know, Christian living in 21st century America, care about this letter that was written to Galatians who lived 2,000 years ago and who lived 2,000, thousands of miles away from American continent? So why should we care for it? Well, here's the answer from today's text. You see, my dearly beloved, we should care about the letter to Galatians in our time and in our context as much as in Galatians' time and in their context, precisely because this letter was written by an apostle, and more importantly, an apostle personally and publicly chosen by Jesus Christ. You see, the Bible tells us that the Lord Jesus Christ personally and publicly chose how many apostles? 13 apostles. You're like, whoa, what? Pastor Saul, what do you mean by 13 apostles? Well, let's go over the name here. Peter, Andrew, James, John, Philip, Bartholomew, you know, Matthew, Thomas, James, Simon, Thaddeus, Barnabas, so that's 12. And Paul, 13 apostles. And if we count Judas Iscariot, we can say Jesus chose 14 apostles. And Jesus did this so that the Holy Spirit can use them in a distinctive purpose of building up his church, building up the body of Christ in the true doctrine. So if you have your Bible with you, please turn it to Ephesians chapter 4. Because in Ephesians chapter 4, we read the reason why Jesus Christ chose these 13 apostles. So Ephesians chapter 4, verses 11 through 12, the Apostle Paul, he writes here, and he, that is the Lord, gave the apostles, the prophets and the evangelists, the shepherds and the teacher, to equip the saints for the work of ministry, for building up the body of Christ. And in two chapters earlier, in Ephesians chapter 2, please turn with me, Ephesians chapter 2, verses 19 through 20, we are even more clearly told here. So then, you are no longer strangers and aliens, but you are fellow citizens with the saints and the members of the household of God, built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the cornerstone. Now, obviously, all these 13 apostles of Jesus Christ died long ago. They do not speak to us in person or in our time and age. And for that matter, you know, we no longer have an apostle in our time or who can claim the apostolic succession in our time anymore. You know, Paul is not an apostle. You know, there is no apostle in our time anymore. But what we must recognize today is that the Holy Spirit used a few of these apostles in a very special manner to write and leave behind the inspired word of God. so that even the later generation can be built upon the foundation of the apostles and the prophet, like the early church. And the letter to Galatians is one of these inspired and preserved letters in the Bible, you know, which the Holy Spirit used the Apostle Paul to live for us, for our use, to study and apply it in our lives so that we can be built up and edified upon the foundation of the apostles and the prophets, just like the Galatians. So we must also read and accept the letter to Galatians because it is a letter written by the apostle of Jesus. And more importantly, because this is a letter inspired by the Holy Spirit, who used the apostle Paul to equip and edify not only the saints in Galatia, but saints who are living in 21st century America. But now then, is this really the only reason why we should read and study the letter to Galatians? Simply because it was written by the Apostle Paul? Well, certainly not. You see, dearly beloved, the letter to Galatians certainly deserves all our attention and all our acceptance because it was written by the apostle, but also it deserves all our attention and acceptance because it is written to herald the gospel of Jesus Christ to our ears. So let's jump into the last point of today's sermon, that is Galatians, a letter about the gospel of Jesus Christ. Galatians, a letter about the gospel of Jesus Christ. As Paul continues in verses 2 through 3, and all the brothers who are with me, to the churches of Galatia, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Now then, let me pause you for a moment to ask a question to our boys and girls. Boys and girls, do you guys like to write a letter? You know, do you like to write a card to your friends, your families, or your relatives on the special occasions, like Christmas cards? Well, I like writing a letter. You know, I have not been able to do this since I became a pastor, but when I was in seminary, you know, I used to send a handwritten letter to my best friend from college. You know, in fact, I have this wax seal stamp that I can use with a very special logos and special design that says K. And I used to melt the candle wax and pour it on my envelope, and then I'll stamp it so that it will look cool and so on. You know, so I had fun with it. But anyway, in my letter, I would always greet my friend. You know, I would tell him that, you know, I hope you're doing well. And I would write all kinds of stuff that was happening in my life with him, in my life to him. You know, even though my letter at times had a very sad occasions that I had to share with them, you know, there were many times, many letters I filled it with joyous and happy occasions and good news that I wanted to share with my friends from college. So when I got accepted in seminary, I sent him a letter saying, hey, here's the good news. You know, I got accepted in the seminary. When I got engaged with Rachel, my wife, I told him that I got engaged in my letter. You know, when I passed my seminary and when I was about to graduate, I shared that good news with him as well. And in return, my friend would also reply to my letter with the good news that he has in his life that he wanted to share with me. Well then, why am I telling you all about this? Well, it's because we see a very similar thing in the letter to Galatians. You see, after Paul affirmed his apostolic authority and identity over Galatians and their churches, we observe Paul's gracious and friendly greeting from himself and other Christians in verses 2 through 3. I mean, if you read verses 2 through 3 with me again, Paul writes, and all the brothers who are with me to the churches of Galatia, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. But now, after this gracious greeting, immediately, we observe that the Apostle Paul, he begins to pour out joyous news, a good news to the Galatians in verses 4 through 5 of today's text. I mean, in fact, look with me at verses 3 through 5, where Paul continues and he declares, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for our sin to deliver us from the present evil age, according to the will of our God and Father, to whom be the glory forever and ever. Amen. So to put it differently, Paul is writing to the Galatians in today's text. Dear Galatians, I pray that grace and peace will be given to all of you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. And I also want to remind all of you once again that Jesus Christ, he is the one who gave himself according to his own will and by his own consent to deliver us from this present evil age. He tells Galatians that I want to tell you and share with you once again that Jesus Christ died upon the cross so that he can pluck you guys out from this deadly grip of this world according to the infinite and wise counsel of our God the Father. So he declares to Galatians, let's praise him. Let us glorify him. Let us thank him because he has done marvelous things for his elect people. And now it is this exaltation of good news and joyous news of Jesus Christ, which the Apostle Paul will go on and spend the rest of this letter to further elaborate and to further clarify to Galatians why Jesus Christ gave himself for them, why how Jesus Christ can deliver them from this present evil age, to what purpose God the Father had that decreed this will, and why Jesus Christ and God the Father deserves our glory forever, glory from our praises forever and ever. So with this beautiful and concise summary of gospel in today's text, Apostle Paul invites the Galatians to read on and accept this letter from him, to know the beauty of the gospel, to know the loveliness of the gospel, to know the glory of the gospel of Jesus Christ in this letter. And accordingly, my dear friends, here is the single most important reason. Here is the single most clear reason why we must read and accept the letter to Galatians for ourselves. And that is because all of us, every single one of us in this church, are also sinners in the deadly grip of this wicked generation. I do not want you to be unaware of this, my dear friends. I don't want you to be ignorant of this sad reality of our natural and current state in this world. You see, the scripture is clear. It declares to us that all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. The scripture testifies that we are enslaved in this evil present generation and that we are captivated in this present evil age. And the scripture testifies that because we are, by nature, children of wrath, children of rebellion, that we cannot save ourselves, that we cannot escape from this present evil age on our own. The scripture is very clear. It tells us that we are doomed in our natural state. But in today's text, the Apostle Paul tells us that there is someone who can save us from our miserable state. He declares to us that there is someone who can pluck us out from this deadly grip of present evil generation, from this crooked generation, whose name is Jesus Christ. And the Apostle Paul testifies to us that Jesus Christ gave himself for us, according to the Father's will, so that we can escape and flee this crooked generation and be made right with God once again. And it is this wonderful truth which Paul will go on and teach us in the rest of this letter called Letter to Galatians. So why must we read and study this letter, you may ask? Well, why must we read and accept it, even though it was written by Galatians who lived 2,000 years ago, who lived thousands of miles away from the U.S.? Well, because the letter to Galatians is the letter for the gospel of Jesus Christ. Good news which we desperately need for our salvation, for ourselves in Jesus. So, in this way, we must read and accept the letter to Galatians, because it is an apostolic letter for the gospel of Jesus. And accordingly, let me close today's sermon with this question to all of you. My dear friends, are you ready now to read and study this letter with me? Are you prepared to dig in and discover the jewel of the gospel truth in this letter with me? Are you going to read and accept the letter to Galatians, which is an apostolic letter for the gospel of Jesus Christ? Well, I pray that you are ready. I pray that you are prepared. And that I pray that you will read and accept this letter for your well-being. Let us all pray together.